Paul, how do you determine the distinguish between the right amount of intensity and that being too much, what you saw?
If you win?
I mean, with what happened with Blake and Ben.
Oh, fuck. I'd like a few more of those during the year if you could.
You would?
Sure.
Then why were you saying stop then?
Well, I don't want to see anybody lose.
Why would you like more?
Well, you like a level, right? You want to, if you're, our theory in how we practice is real short, as fast as we can, full contact sport. In the game, somebody gets an elbow up, somebody gets a piece of somebody, that happens, and then occasionally in practice that's going to happen. It's all good.
You coached for a long time, you must have.
We used to have quite a few more, right? Lose two in a row, it was on in practice. You almost have to think about that with your drills. I mean, how many battle drills you were running when you can tell going out if, yeah, it's way different, right? So I've always thought it was unusual, like the general theory is there's no respect among players anymore. See, I think the opposite is true. Like the things that used to get said on the bench or on the ice, the death threats were nightly. And when a guy went into a corner with a guy, he was looking for some, you know, there was a lot of illegality going on in the game. I think the players have far, far more respect for each other now than they did 20 years ago, for sure.
People out there who have normal jobs, if they went to work and
yeah.
had a fight with one of their office people, it would be a big deal.
Yeah, they'd like.
It happens in hockey all the time, and it's
yeah.
guys are laughing at me.
Yeah.
What's the difference in it? How
come? You guys probably would like to, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, so it's not an instinct that you don't understand. It's just there's a whole different set of repercussions, right? It's 5 minutes in a game. It's by each other dinner in a practice, and it's jail time in real life. So everybody understands. It's a good thing, right? That's kind of I get the question you got is how do you explain it to your kids, right? When the question is how do you explain that? Well, there are rules for different things, right? You don't bring a keg to church. There's some things that you just where you are changes the repercussions. So in hockey, it's a 5 minute penalty, but at the grocery store, it's far more serious.
Paul, in house though, is it resolved now, or is there still things that need to be discussed between players or between you and players?
There will be no family meeting tomorrow. Unless I think I could win. So the answer is yes, I stay out of it.
Where are things with Toby Enstrom today, Paul? Do you expect
him
to play?
I'll have
more
for you tomorrow.
You don't expect him to play tomorrow?
As of right now, no. But I'll have more for tomorrow as a better answer.
Okay, and how far along is Jacob Trouba on the scale? Or obviously, he's back on the ice.
Non-contact, still has to pass the test, full contact player.
Okay. Any other takeaways from last night's game after watching the video?
I liked our game. You know what? We're responsible for our play. What I was pleased with in the game that you know, we had fairly strong control of that game, that we didn't change it, right? We had strong control, but we weren't scoring. We didn't try to do our offensive game a whole lot. Any of the seam plays that we were trying were seam to speed, so it wasn't standing still in the offensive zone. I mean, some places maybe we'd like to have shot the puck a little bit more but we had motion, we had speed when we were when we were changing sides cross ice, so that's kind of an important thing for us. So I didn't think that we came off our offensive game at all. We didn't look at the score clock to decide whether we were playing well.
Last time you'll see Nashville before a potential playoff meeting, any message sending in a last regular season meeting, or how do you approach the game tomorrow?
We want to win it. We want to play well. It'll be a physical game. They all are. There's usually really good intensity with the Nashville, but that goes back 2 or 3 years, whether we were meeting potentially in the playoffs or not. So it'll be a good hard one.
We haven't asked you about Connor Hellebuyck a lot lately because it's been just sort of status quo with him. He starts and he wins. But is that a lot for a kid his age still to have the expectation that, you know, he's going to go out and he's going to win for you? I mean, is there a lot placed on him right now?
That's the job. It's the job he wants. He wants that expectation to be the number one guy in a good situation. The idea is that you hit the ice, that you've got a real good expectation of winning that hockey game. His numbers are up in terms of minutes. He's played a lot of hockey, but when you back that into travel and days off over the last 3 weeks, we've been really being able to cut back on him. in terms of his workload. So he feels strong. He feels fresh. For us now, we're not as concerned with the minutes, and it's all about rhythm for him in this last stretch of games. He wants to play, doesn't want to be out too long, but we'll build some time off for him in here as well.
Is there one thing that's impressed you most about him? I mean, he said himself that there's, you know, that goaltending was one of those boxes that needed to get checked for you guys to take a step, and he feels like he's been a part of that end of it.
There wouldn't have been a piece to our game that didn't need to incrementally improve for us to be a better hockey team. That was part of it. What he didn't get was the same break that the defensemen got and the forwards got, because it was clear if he was developing. So when the forwards made their mistakes, there's a big chunk of those times nothing happened, and the D maybe a little bit more. But if Connor was learning his craft, it was clear. And that's why he kept going back in and going back in, and he played a lot of games, and he got pulled a bunch of times, but he had to. Our message to him was always, you got a toolbox as a goaltender, and you're going to probably learn everything that you need to know about it this year, about fighting. And we're talking about last year, about fighting through it, and the conditioning it takes to be a number one guy. So he took all that information, used it really well, and now he's in the position that he wants to be in. And our job is to make sure that we keep him fresh and timed right going into the playoffs.
This might be a question for Wade, but is he approaching the game any differently than he did last season? Do you see anything different in his preparation?
Well, there's all of what went into the summer work. He's physically stronger in the net. He holds his position longer. He's more patient in the net, for sure. And we would like to think that we've played a game in front of him that has allowed that to happen, where he's not going post to post four or five times a night, that he's setting on the shooter, and we've got enough pressure on the puck in terms of shot attempts and things of that, and his expected goals, the quality that we're giving up. I mean, he's had big games for us, and he's made a bunch of big saves. What I like the most of Connor's games are the games that don't look like really good saves, just because he's right and square, just off the shoulder, outside the bar, doesn't look like much. There's a lot more of that kind of save in his game where it looks easy.
Is he analyzing the games after any differently than he would have last
nope,
year?
No, they've got their routine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Well, you got to come, Ken.
I'll be there.
I'm not sure
whether you're coming. Yeah, Connor's playing.